This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center and it's Marketing Mojo. I'm Angeline Tay. The community manager seems to be a new role that is increasing in popularity, which means it is now more important than ever to build and strengthen communities around any business. What are the ins and outs of building a community? Joining us today is our very own BFM's brand new community manager, Jermaine B. And welcome to the show.
Hi, Angeline.
First of all, you know, when we talk about communities in relation to any business, who exactly are we talking about?
Okay, communities. This term is still really not widely known. Okay, common definition for communities really, you know, a fellowship of, or a group of people who shares common interests, beliefs, or, you know, just goals, right? So in relation to business, we'd probably be looking at people who are connected to your organization because of the very same reasons. Because they resonate with you, they are same common attitudes, goals, and interests. So in practice, a community may include a group of people who constantly follow through your organization's goals, news, updates, happenings. And a community can be as simple as your avid customers, your suppliers, your business partners, or even potential customers, people who want to, you know, constantly be, you know, updated with what's happening in your company. And just bear in mind, community is not a clique. A lot of people have this whole conception that, hey, it's a clique, it's a group. But rather, it has to constantly evolve, right? It needs to take in new members, new skills. People need to have common interests and philosophies to talk about.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, and so what are the benefits of having a community?
Okay, so I like to say that a community would provide a meaningful existence of a company or an organization, brand, for example. Because with a community, similarly like your stakeholders, right, they assist the direction of the organization. So a community enables you to understand what you're doing well, what are the rooms for improvement, mm-hmm. what are things you can do better, or even what are the things that you should stop doing, right? So how so? So when you have a community, you have a platform to communicate, interact your community engagement activities. So it can be an online method, social media, or even offline method, like face-to-face interactions, meetups, networking sessions, whatnot. So these interactions can then help you to obtain feedback. Right. And then, you know, you get to also share your future plans. And then if things doesn't work out or you think that's not what the public wants or it's not relevant anymore, then you know how to tweak accordingly. You know, it also helps you to be on track. Right. And the best part is the community feels like they're heard, mm-hmm. That they're involved.
Yeah.
And then so that's the big plus point. Then they know that you want to maintain that relationship with them. So basically look at the various social media platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. So these are platforms for community building, really. And yeah, look at what they have done, right? What the networks that's been going on, the campaigns that happen. That's
essentially people who like your Facebook page are the community already.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And so what's the downside of not having a community then?
Well, I guess the downside really is, okay, not having the benefits that we mentioned earlier, right? But in short, without a community, you really will not be able to hear what people out there are looking for. And it also may hinder you from growing and your business may be at a plateau or even a state of, not progressing in the right direction, right? So it's always good to hear people out. And only by building that community, you get to then get those sources. And just simply putting it, when people feel close to you is when they get to speak their heart out, right? Mm-hmm. And then they get to share what their true feelings are. So ultimately, the goal is really to reach out to the community. And because without that, really, an organization will really fail to stay present mm-hmm. and relevant in the long run.
Yeah, because you're sort of operating in a bubble.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And does this then complement with the company's marketing effort then?
Oh, of course. It certainly does. It's indirectly a marketing effort when you can actually do branding interaction, when you engage with your people. And a community speaks louder than your internal plans or your brainstorming sessions where you have post-it notes, you know, with your people internally. And, you know, the constant interaction allows for that relationship. So it helps to also then provide the association of the organization through the visibility of the brand and the people, the overall service that's provided for the community. So basically, the community gets to see what you're doing. Right, okay. Upfront. And so since the organization runs on what pleases the community, truly, we always say customers are king, right?
Yeah.
We really are nothing if the customers are not happy what we do for them or your business partners are not happy, right? So, but what other marketing effort can be stronger than getting insights from hearing from them directly? So that's really the best part of how it can help with your marketing effort.
Okay.
And when you run various community engagement initiatives, you get to be the first in line to help your customers engage with and also understand your business. And then this in turn, of course, can help drive sales, retain customers, and of course, grow your brand. Yeah.
Okay. And so we understand the importance of a community, and now you're here as a community manager. What exactly is the role then of a community manager?
Well, I like to say it's really about relationship building. Yeah, it's okay, it's very simple term, right?
PR.
Yeah, PR to a certain extent. You also need organizational skills, right? But I'll say the role of a community manager is really to represent the organization in building deeper and meaningful relationship with the community. So you're actually representing the organization. You're basically like a brand ambassador as mm-hmm. well.
Well, do you have to court this community then?
Yeah. And yeah, you really have to court, right, the community. And not just that, you have to make sure you speak the right lingo with the management, with the people, because you're basically representing the brand. You're actually communicating things out to them. Mm-hmm. So a community manager really need to be on a constant lookout for what the community wants, as well as to stay connected. So there are two ways, I would say, online and offline method, right? So there's the social media side and also the face-to-face part. And oftentimes, like I said, community manager really serve as the brand ambassador. So they evangelize the organization's plans, the brand, all right, with the community. And in return, they will get ideas, thoughts, and also feedback from the community. Then we cascade this information back to the organization for social, you know, for future planning and future steps as well. So some of the traits, role, it's probably pretty straightforward, but what are the traits, right? I would say if you want to be a community manager or you're looking for somebody to fit in that role, apart from having good communication skills, we need to have the empathy to put ourselves in people's shoes because then we know, okay, this is where this person is coming from. This is where the customer is coming from, right? This is where the supply is coming from. Then we'd be able to grow, you know, further grow, engage, listen, and also improve the organization further.
Mm-hmm. And so how should a company leverage on their community?
So, well, companies can leverage on the community by really gaining their continuous support and trust and to work together through honest and, like I said, priceless thoughts and mm-hmm. feedback that they give, right? So basically, you want to be able to empower your community by giving them a voice to speak up. And if you said, okay, how to leverage, right? Companies can leverage them by really allowing them to... Sorry.
It's okay.
Companies can leverage on their community by allowing them to, like I said, creating platforms for them to be able to speak up. So having, you know, constant interaction with them, you know, whether it's through a network of friends or even, you know, coming up with different avenues to turn an idea. And if you want to discuss on something or even when times are bad, you know a community will stand by you. But you need to make sure you build a strong community before you work on what is the need for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We'll find out more about, you know, what do you need to do to start building a community? And if you're still on the, you know, kind of crossroad, whether do you need to build a community, maybe you should rethink about that and start doing it. In the studio, we have Jermaine B. She is the BFM's brand new community manager. And this is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center. It's Friday, so it's Marketing Mojo. And we have Jermaine B., our brand new community manager, to tell us more about the importance of community and how do you build this community. So tell us, you know, where does a company start to build one?
Okay. Thanks, Angeline. Well, we talk a lot about, you know, community, you know, what community is and also how do we leverage on the community. So before a company want to, you know, hire or think about having a, you know, community manager to build a community, right? I'll start by saying that you need to ensure there is a culture where everyone that you meet, you are taking them very seriously. So there has to be a genuine interest in, you know, just networking and constantly be building relationship people. So, you know, it can be from a conference or a networking session or even as simple as from the lift or public transport, right? You know, I truly believe that every encounter provides an avenue for bigger things that is yet to come. Like, you know, like the saying, they say, there are no strangers in this world, only people or friends you haven't met.
Yeah.
Right? So that to build a community in layman term, you need to start turning strangers into acquaintance mm-hmm. and then acquaintance to good friends. And then ultimately they become your best friends, right? So as simple as saving contact details and connecting with a simple hello after that goes a long way.
Right.
So from a hello, you then, you know, continue this in a bigger and more consistent manner And of course, ultimately, you will have that network, which will then build into a community. Okay. So if you talk about large or like, you know, a small community, it really depends on your consistency and building that network and creating a deeper relationship.
Okay. And yeah. Once you've gathered names and details, what are some of the ways in which companies can engage then the community?
Well, depending on the nature of the business, companies can start by doing simple things, like I said earlier, you know, just following up with a text or even an email, right, to state that you want to stay connected. Just be very mindful to do it professionally because you don't want to come across as very pushy or like a stalker, right? because we've had like a couple of times where people, you know, the culture in Malaysia especially, people are not very open to being connected instantly, right? So to really engage, you know, some of the ways you can do is
you have to play the game. Yes. You know, wait for a week and before you text her and say hello.
Yeah, in that way as well. I mean, it's true. Before you know, you want to make a friend, you can't just, hey, you know, I want to stay connected with you. You have to do it very subtly and, you know, let them know that this is a very professional thing that you want to do here. Mm. And then from there, you know, different mode of communications can take place. Then you can say that, you know, there are updates, there are different, you know, events and happenings that we have. You know, we just want to keep you in the loop of what's going on with our company. You know, I think some of these things may resonate with you. So people feel a lot more personalized, yeah, and also customized in that sense. And then, you know, feel free to then create platforms to exchange ideas, thoughts, and also experiences. So you can always opt for an online approach first. You know, you don't have to meet that person. But ultimately, don't forget an offline approach is very important because mm-hmm. then people want to have that personal touch. They want to be able to see, you know, they always say want to put the name, the face to the name, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a point to note, however, that if you're doing an online approach, make sure to get consensus of who you're connected to. You know, we have this PDAPA compliant, right? Because you don't want to breach into people's privacy if they're not interested. And then, you know, it turns into a spam as well. So just be mindful of some of those things.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies in Malaysia are not very weary about, you know, taking people's contacts and start spamming their inbox. And I feel like also what you're saying online and then going offline, a lot of people and a lot of companies, I realize now they actually have your details and put you into their mailing list and then they will send you emails like hello and sending you newsletters. Yep. But community is beyond that.
Correct.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you're kickstarting the community at BFM.
Yeah, that's a very interesting thing. I mean, when Malik came and, you know, we had a talk and said, hey, you know, we really want to build this community, right? Not just to do a touch and go thing, you know, we have events with them, people come, you know, and they tell us they love what we do, but you know, I can't just reach out to everybody, you know, at any one point, but I want to be able to constantly, you know, be connected to them. So then that's why this whole community manager post came about, right? And then I'm here. Well, in BFM, I would say we are actually very fortunate to have a very big number of listeners. Thank you to everybody out there who's listening and also is constantly, you know, there on the lookout for what's happening with us. So my role is really to stay connected with them. Right. So I want to, together with the team, right, digital team, we're actually building a platform to consolidate our database of listeners. And then we're going to, like, you know, for example, the guests on our programs, even attendees or even people that we network with. And then from there, we plan on customizing our database. So we're going to personalize some of, you know, the different interests and then the groups, right, accordingly. And then with that, I plan on initiating different platforms to keep the relationship burning between BFM and also our community, right? Whom we're actually going to be, you know, calling our community as a BFM network. I'm sure some of you would have already received some of those emails. If not, you know, you can always, you know, be part of us. And we love this inside joke, right? That we have about how we want to build a community about, you know, and you know, not just doing this summer love thing every year, once a year we meet you, right? But we want to turn it into a weekend romance.
That's you right there listening to this interview right now.
Correct. So, I'll be constantly be interacting with our communities. Just subscribe to us, like I said, if you want to be, you know, want to be part of this network. And you'll be receiving a lot of different updates from us. And we want to have more intimate sort of, you know, get-together sessions and networking. So just be on the lookout for that one.
Okay. Yeah. And this is BFM Network. Okay. Yep. And in your experience consulting with companies in your previous capacity at Leadronomics, what are some of the challenges faced in building communities?
I would say consistency to follow up, really. Because it's not difficult to meet a friend, right? Or to, you know, meet somebody and say hello and continue that relationship. But the following up is the difficult part. Like they always say, it's easy to fall in love, but it's not easy to stay in love, right? So it's always easy to do the touch and go and a non-committal hello and goodbye. But the challenge is really to keep the relationship going. And the notion, the notion of community building isn't taken very seriously yet, to be honest, because people are still thinking that it's not the most important thing. But it's been highlighted since 2013, a lot of companies like Google, Instagram, even Uber or Young Entrepreneurs Council, they're actually building on this aspect, on community management. And Forbes also said that, there are four pillars of community management in late 2012. So actually people have been talking about it. It's just that, again, the seriousness is not there. Mm-hmm. And I think the other challenge is also because people are just constantly busy with their day-to-day job, right? The operational job that yes. they already have to do. So, imagine having to put this as a priority list or even in their to-do list. It's not something that people would do. So that would be the challenge, I would say. But I would, again, want to stress that as much as community building may not be an urgent to-do list, it is actually a really, really important area that really shouldn't be overlooked.
Okay. So yeah. Top considerations companies should bear in mind when setting out to build a community?
I'd say that there is no hard and fast rule to build a community, really. You just have to be genuine, like I said. And, before setting out to building one, you need to make sure the company, not just the management, right, but the company have the willingness to be present and to stay active. And to be willing to take on feedback, because if you have a community and people are telling you things but you don't care, and no point, right? Having this group of people who is just there but you're not doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. And then you need, then of course, to go on with the normal process. You create space, platform for friends of friends, right? To then share experiences, build bridges. And if there's anything to note, hire a community manager or officer who has great passion for the brand or the business. The community manager needs to really believe in what the company does and, what the brand does. And, of course, a person who ultimately loves connecting people and also building long-lasting relationships.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and also tips for building communities. I know a good community manager isn't just hanging out on social media or forums all day. They really play an important role to build relationships. So I hope you learned something out of this interview. If you want to find out more information, you can always write to us at enterprise@bfm.my, or if you want to be part of the BFM network, feel free to write in as well. Thank you for listening. Today we have Jermaine B, BFM's brand new community manager. This is Resource Center Marketing Mojo. I mentioned today, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.